I'm not a technical person. My book is not about techniques. This is about a man and his life. But I did include some of the things just real quickly here. As perpetual motion holder, here's the theory.
You don't have to worry about quick. You're on for 3 hours still.
Okay, here's the theory. He ran a cable from his perpetual motion holder, a steel cable, okay? If you look at the pictures, you can click on, your listeners can click onto the Coral Castle website and also my website. You'll see that picture of him standing there on the tripod. Now, at the top of the tripod is the box that you were talking about. There is a box there, and out of that box is coming a steel cable. The theory is that out of that box at the top of the tripod where he's got the stone, there comes a cable all the way back to his perpetual motion holder. Now, what he was doing was he started the magnets turning. The energy went down that cable. It flipped the polar magneticity of the stone, okay, and neutralized the weight. So if you can imagine this, imagine a wave, a grid wave, underneath. In other words, it's the same idea, George, of the trains that they're getting now that are levitated magnetically.
Okay. Well, let's look though for a second. Mm-hmm. The pyramid blocks are made out of limestone.
Exactly, and granite.
These are made out of coral.
Exactly.
No specific relationship there, is there, material wise?
None.
Okay.
None whatsoever.
So, regardless, those regions are able to create some kind of anti-gravity in that region.
Exactly,
right?
Because everything's made up of magnets.
Okay. Now, there was also talk that he had some kind of energy generator device, which he used to help create this anti-gravity environment in the area he was in.
That's the tuners in the box up top, tuners.
Did they ever find any of this? I mean, once he died...
He destroyed it, George.
He destroyed it?
Yes. Once he had it built... He destroyed. There's no evidence of any box. Nothing. No steel cable. Nothing.
Now, isn't there any kind of apparatus that was in Coral Castle or something? I thought I had seen somewhere a long time ago some funny-looking machine.
Well, that's his perpetual motion holder.
Okay.
That's it. All that's left.
All right. And nobody can figure that out.
No, well, nobody. And here's the thing about it. He left the plans behind of how to build it, but nobody can understand it.
Oh, my gosh.
It's in like Einstein's theory. What he did was he took Einstein's unified theory and put it into practice. I mean, Einstein was brilliant, but he didn't lift a 30-ton stone.
Now, was there a connection between his energy generator device, and apparently it ran on some kind of engine, right?
Well, it ran on the magnets chasing each other.
Okay, once he cranked them up.
Once he cranked them up, he said the only way to stop this, he had a little piece of copper wire, and he went from one pole to the other, and that shut it down. And he said, that's the only way. He said, now get this, George, and I was kind of saving this for the last of the show, but I got to tell you this. Right before he died in 1951. Well, this was the beginning of the rocket program, okay?
Okay.
He told the scientists, and nobody would come down and listen to what he was saying because really they were jealous of his work. I mean, the guy's got a fourth-grade education. You got a Ph.D. in rocketology.
Yeah.
But you can't figure out what he's done.
Yeah, he weighs 100 pounds, and all these rocks are moving all over the place.
Right. So he said, in his little booklet he wrote, he said, to the scientists, come down to Coral Castle and study what I've done. He said, you are wrong in your geography books about how the Earth goes around the sun. He said, I built me a rock telescope, and I figured out the true path of the Earth, and you are wrong. And he said, come down and look at my perpetual motion holder. He said, you can take my perpetual motion holder, put it in the head of your rocket, send this rocket. He said, you can start out and have breakfast on the Earth, go out there to Pluto and have dinner or supper or whatever you want to on my machine, come back, and he said, when you come back to the Earth, you will have the same amount of energy as you when you left, because when these magnets crank up and start running, they run forever.
Now, was there a tie-in between this device, the energy generator, and the black box that he had on top of that tripod pole?
Oh, definitely, definitely. The two are, you can't have one without the other. The perpetual motion holder is what sent the energy out there to the tuners at the top of the box, and what they did was they transmitted the magnetic energy into electricity. Ed said, electricity is the wrong name. It should be called magnetism.
Magneticity.
And he said, the only thing I'm doing here is I'm changing the polar... I'm flipping it inside the stone so that I'm neutralizing its weight. That's the simple fact of it.
Once he floated it back down, I assume it went back to its regular polarity.
Exactly.
I don't know how that happened, but
nobody does. It's Christopher Dunn has written a book, and B.J. Cathy on the energy grid.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really want to get into it, he explains a little bit. But even he doesn't quite. You know, he explains it like I'm explaining it to you. But it's very, very difficult. But for those people who understand those kind of things, it's easy to grasp. And for me, for just a layman, the only way I can understand it and explain it is you just reverse the. In other words, if you ever notice, one way I discovered it doing it is if you take a small magnet, a small round like a donut, put a little rock in it, and take a bigger magnet and put it over the top of it. If you put that in the bottom of water and put the heavier magnet over it, you could drag up the second smaller magnet plus the stone on it, because you've got a higher magneticity up top.